Conclusion. Many years ago, God awoke me one evening and told me, Ruthie, the church is asleep and the cult world is rapidly increasing. It is time for the saints to wake up, put on their battle garments, and fight the forces of darkness. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. I'd like to advise those who are warfaring against powers of darkness to first, please, fast and pray and ask God to show you your own weakness, for it is important for you first to be delivered. If you aren't delivered, Satan will use your own weakness against you and you'll become your own worst enemy. Although I mentioned this in an earlier chapter, I feel strongly the need to repeat this statement. Before beginning a fast, I'd advise everyone to get a good herbal laxative to help clean out your system. This will prevent the food poisons and toxins from attacking your body, giving you headaches and generally making you sluggish and irritable. Sometimes Satan will attempt to fight you at the beginning of your fast in an effort to hinder you. But press on your way, as Philippians 3:14 states, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's always a great blessing when you manage to press through to the end of the fast. Lots of times, the fast will both prepare you and take you through any temptations that do come upon you. It will also sharpen your spiritual awareness and enable you to warfare successfully against the enemy. Daniel was seeking to understand the vision which he had received of the latter days. He was mourning 3 full weeks and ate no pleasant bread or flesh until the 3 weeks were fulfilled. The angel appeared and said unto him, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Daniel 10:12-13. The enemy will try to stop or hinder the blessings of God from getting to you. But remember, fasting will put wings on your prayer and will get results in the spirit world. Please ask God for the type and length of fast that you should undertake before beginning the fast. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3:6. Some God may lead on a dry fast, others with water, and others with juice. It all depends on your body and on what God wants to accomplish. Go into fasting with the right motives, not for selfish reasons or personal gain, but rather to seek God, His kingdom, and His will for your life. If it's done properly, the fasting and prayer will bring great anointing into your life. And it shall come to pass in that day that His burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and His yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Isaiah 10:27. Jesus said that we are to not only do the same works that he did, but also greater works. We know that he defeated the enemy at Calvary. However, evil works are still occurring in our land. Jesus gave us the power to walk and tread upon serpents, and also to destroy the works of our enemy. Churches should not have to be defeated by evil works, neither should individual Christians. The finances of the body of Christ should also not be in a state of defeat. Remember, we have already won through Christ Jesus. Many witches and warlocks have gone to the Lord without getting grounded in the deeper things of God and been placed in positions of leadership in the church. Yet the Word of God says, He that has a ministry, let him wait upon it. Romans 12:7. You have to be made and molded for your ministry. You also have to be tested and tried and go through the fire. So I would caution pastors to wait upon the Lord and to really seek God before ordaining people and putting them into responsible positions shortly after getting saved. Many souls have been destroyed because they were advanced too quickly. Not a novice that's being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. 1 Timothy 3:6. The church must wake up. It must arise and take its victorious position in Christ. God has given us the power to destroy all the works of witchcraft through fasting and prayer in the name of Jesus. May God bless you all.